Well, check it out, y'all. We got what you need. We're all living in apartments, condos, vans. Well, dude, even you can have a studio. A studio in a box. Yes, we can help you with that right here at Blind Knowledge. We work on your budget, and we figure out your measurements. We'll get you the best sound for the best price. Let me know, 877-237-1143 or at blindknowledge.com. Yep.
Welcome back once again, everybody, to Maniacal Music Musings. I'm your host, Jeremy, as always, and this right here is my badass Rebel intro. I've been had hard from the start. I've had to break the law and leave body parts in my trunk. Folks, make sure you put those hefty bags down first. They can be very dirty. Don't get me wrong. I'm a saint who will never know when to fall back. But here we motherfucking are once again trying to do this damn show. My co-host, however, oh god, he loves to go hard. Into banana pancakes, that is. It's a crying shame that he's just breathing to death while he's sitting, waiting, and wishing that he was at his stash spot. As he knows we're better together, but I gotta ask him, how are we gonna play it, homeboy? Chancey motherfucking Gripe, ladies and gentlemen!
Hi.
You popped him.
Yeah. I was waiting too. I could see him looking and I was like, all right, I'm going to wait you out. I know if I go right out the gate, he may not laugh.
And that's right, folks.
That's good.
We missed a couple weeks here, but we're back once again and we're going to be slamming you with episodes a lot over the next couple weeks. So let's start off with an episode that's been the works since the middle of February, and I'm glad to finally get a chance to talk about these albums. Our guest tonight is, and I didn't ask about the last name first, so I apologize if I fuck it up, but our guest tonight is Isaac Ammons. Did I get it?
Yeah, perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah! And Isaac is the host of Let's Talk Entertainment Podcast. I am proud to have him on, especially with what he brought us, but we'll get to that in a minute. First things first, how you doing tonight, Isaac?
Man, I'm doing good, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure, man. It really is our pleasure. And so, your podcast, why don't you give us like a brief scenario of what your podcast is?
Yeah, so Let's Talk Entertainment originally branched out from the pandemic is when I first started coming into creating it. It began by, I just noticed that there was a lot of places that small-time artists and people like that, hi buddy, sit right there, people just don't have that platform to share their art and share their art form and share their creative processes. So Let's Talk Entertainment came from that, just giving that platform to those small-time creators. Most of the time it's just we see a lot of these big time, maybe be artists and stuff doing, just getting those big platforms. So I wanted to give a place for, small time creators and stuff to just share their art craft.
Well, that's respectable. That's why we started this podcast as well, to some degree. Cause I mean, one, we just wanted to do something together where the two of us can argue about shit. Cause it seemed to be a hit on our other shows we were on together. So we said, let's do music. No one we know is really doing a music podcast. Let's do a music podcast and bring music that no one's ever heard of. And we do a fine job of that. But what album did you want to bring us? And why did you want to bring it? I know that's not kind of getting to why you love the music you do. So I'm dying to hear this.
Yeah. So the album I brought with me tonight is Rebel by Lecrae. He's one of the first Christian hip hop artist I ever listened to. And actually about 5 or 6 years ago, I had the honor to actually open up at a festival for him. So that was a lot of full circle moment for me, just being able to share the stage with such a great artist.
Well, if you ever meet him again, then you could gladly say, yo, I brought one of your albums on a podcast and got to talk about it and got people to listen to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and what kind of music do you do? I'm kind of curious now.
So I was actually a hype man / DJ for a Christian hip-hop artist by the name of DeMac. He's a good friend of mine from 5 or 6 years ago. He took me under his wing and really showed me how to... how to perform on a stage and just really how to put on a good concert. So he brought me on and we did a bunch of concerts together and just had a lot of fun doing it.
That's nice. That's awesome. You get to be the Christian Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Well, Chancey, what did you think of Lecrae's album?
I mean, it's definitely not Cottonmouth Kings, that's for sure. So I mean, we're already taking a step in the right direction. So I mean, hey,
this is how I know you have nothing else to say, because you start with that.
I mean, honestly though, it's I don't have anything bad to say about it, so I got to make something funny. Cottonmouth Kings is my greatest go-to so far.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Jesus Christ.
Find a new low and sink to it. And then I won't have to go after Cottonmouth Kings any longer.
Don't challenge me. I'll find one. I have one, I'm sure.
Jeremy, do not forget, I still have my nuclear option in my pocket. I haven't used it yet, believe it or not. As awful as some of the things I've brought, it's not my nuclear option. So tread lightly. Tread lightly, friend.
Finger over the button, buddy. Finger over the button. But let's see, as far as Lecrae goes from me, I mean, well, one, I am a, I just really blanked in the fucking, I'm not an atheist, I'm agnostic. There we go. That's it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm not an atheist. I don't just straight out say there's no such thing as God. It's religion's bullshit. I don't say that. I'm a paranormal podcaster. I believe in the spirit world. I believe there are things that can't be seen. Am I want to put a name on any of that? No. No, I think that's a bad idea. And I don't like people doing things in the name of things, because history has proven that is a bad idea. But, so, I mean, to listen to a Christian rap artist, which I didn't even realize how Christian he was until I started playing it. But, I mean, I listened to ICP, so I already listened to a Christian rap artist, kind of. But I started listening to this, and I'm like, they really, really are leaning hard on the Jesus stuff. Oh my God. Like, I even wrote Chancey, I'm like, it's a Jesus rap album. And he wrote back, he's like, Jesus. And I'm like, literally. But it's just, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. The beats are on fucking point. His lyrics are smooth as shit. His voice is amazing. And I could deal with the religious stuff for that. I really can. I mean, I listened to it again today, because it's been a good 3-4 weeks since I listened to it the first time. And I'm driving around doing Instacart today listening to it, and I'm all of a sudden I'm starting to rap along with it. I can't remember exactly what song it was. I think it's the Free of Sin one. I'm just like all of a sudden rapping along with that, and I'm like, I am such a hypocrite because I'm not free of sin for nothing. But I'm like, all right. I'm like, this, I could do Lecrae. Lecrae's a good artist. I could do this. I'll say it's nowhere near as bad as I thought a Christian rapper would be. Because I always kind of mocked them for lack of knowledge more than anything. But I always kind of mocked them, because that's what the ignorant do before they get eyes open to it. So, but Lecrae definitely got my respect. And am I going to go check out his stuff on my own? Can't say that's going to happen. I don't check out a lot of new music on my own regardless, but I'm not going to go purposely looking for Lecrae, but it definitely was an awesome listen, and now I know some songs that are Christian, in case I ever have to go that route for some reason. But I appreciate you bringing it, and it was definitely a nice surprise. But this is the part I really want to know, because I was able to get one honorable mention plus my top five out of your CD, so I want to know what yours are, Isaac. What were your top five for your own CD?
Yeah, so I'll start off with number five. Probably be Indwelling Sin. It's got to be, it's one of the more, like, more driven home songs for me personally. Just talking about things that go on in everyday life, and different things that attract. Just so being able to have somebody put that into musical form and just talk about those things has really been, it's really a great song for me. I got to put it at number five, though, because I feel like there's a bunch more on this album that have like a better beat.
That's how bad it cracked.
And a lot better like lyrical information into it.
That's cool, though. Nice. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I could definitely, in a lot of these tracks, I could relate to them. I could relate to them in one way or another. So, I mean, they're definitely relatable. It's not like, it's almost more relatable than the gangsta hood rat, like, rap, because it's like, I never lived the life in the streets dealing drugs or shooting people. So I can relate more to this Christian rap than that, in a way, almost. That's the funny thing. Even though I love me some good trap music, as we'll get into in a little bit. But Chancey, sir. And did you give all five, or did you just give one?
No, you just number five.
Oh, yeah, give all your top five, brother. We do Spitfire.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So going after number five, we're going to number four. Which one did I put down for this one? Man, I lost my list. Where did my list go? Probably gonna have to go with man, where is it? Sorry, it just totally,
you're good, man. On me.
It's happened to me. It's happened to me, so it's not a big deal.
All right, so we'll go with Change, number four. It's got a great beat, good melodic sound to it. It's got a lot of really good upbeat rhythm to it. Number three, I got to put at Fall Back, featuring one of my favorite artists, Trip Lee, who is another Christian hip hop artist. and really, really like how they combine their skills on this song and just on this track, just to become better. Number two, I gotta give it to I'm a Saint. It's really a good pump up song and really good energy to it, and really, really just really fun one to jam to, and just blast as loud as you possibly can. And going to my number one song, it's got to be Don't Waste Your Life. It's got a great message to it, but it's also a really, really technical song. If you listen to him rapping it, it's super fast. And honestly, that was one of the first songs that I learned how to rap. So it was really a challenge and really brings back good memories when I hear it.
All right. We got some shit in common there, but we'll get to mine in a minute. Sir Chancelot, what were your top five for the Cray?
So for me, number five was also Indwelling Sin. Basically same premise. It was a really good song. Had a lot of good points to hit hard. Number four was Desperate. Number three is The Bride. Number two was Go Hard. And number one was Beautiful Feet for me.
I knew it would be. You foot fetish loving mother. I was so hoping you picked that one, Chancey. I was so hoping you would. But
I figured there'd be something going. I got to serve you a softball every now and then, so that way you can, you know, get your participation trophy.
Would you say so I can go hard? But I see. Okay, I had one honorable mention for this album. And that was Go Hard, because one, I thought it was just funny as hell that two of the albums had the same song title on them. And were totally different meanings. But, and it was a good song. Number five, which no one mentioned this one, I'm surprised, because number five for me was Breathing to Death, because I like that. I like I'm Not Alive, I'm Just Breathing to Death, which it's true in a way and kind of morbid, like, but I like morbid, so it kind of worked for me. And I mean, we all are just breathing to death. That's all we're doing. But so I like that one. And then I pulled a Chansey for number four. My number four is Rebel Intro. I dug the intro. When I heard the intro to this, the first time I listened to this album, I started with the intro and I was like, ooh, I like this. I like this beat. I can dig this. And then, oh, it's like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, what the fuck? Rebel, the intro was fucking amazing. Number three was Identity. Because, like, I like the whole idea of I'm not my shoes. I'm not my car. I'm not my job. Like, that doesn't define me. I am who I am. Like, I like that. I like that whole philosophy behind that. So, Identity definitely was one that hit me home. I mean, it's kind of the same as 6AM's Skin. Like, the whole point of that song is, like, you are not your skin. I mean, that's a song for drug addicts, but still. But, I mean, yeah, or I guess it could apply to, like, burn victims and stuff like that, too. I mean, whatever. Whoever can help, it can help. But, I mean, it's just same idea. Number two was I'm a Saint, because that's why you said that. I was like, yeah, because I'm a Saint. Like, I was rapping along with that one, too. I was like, I'm a Saint. I'm like, I'm not, but I'm going to rap along with this. And then number one was Fall Back, because Fall Back was a phenomenal fucking song. I mean, I can't say any of these are on my liked list on Spotify now. I can't say that because I'd be lying, and Jesus doesn't want me to lie. But the ones I picked were definitely great ones, and some of the other ones mentioned were definitely amazing as well. I just didn't make the list. The one I said earlier, I was rapping along to the Sin one. I definitely should have put that on my list, but I didn't. I was driving while I was doing that this morning, so I didn't like sit there redoing my list while I'm driving, because I've done that before. It doesn't always end pretty. But usually it looks like I type some random ass message. But so those are my top five for the Cray. But I guess Chancelot, what album did you decide to grace us with today? And I know why, but why'd you bring it?
Well, this one actually is a product of the scavenger hunt. And this one goes out to Aubrey. And the album that I brought on behalf of of one of our dear viewers is Jack Johnson's In Between Dreams.
Oh, maybe you've been through this before, but it's my first time, so please ignore the next few lines, cause they're directed at you. I can't always be waiting on you. I can't always
I mean, I'm a fan of the artist. It took a very long time for me to get back into listening to him because all my friends used to just play it to death. And when it was presented to me at first, I was like, oh man. And then I started listening to it, and then it was like, and I kind of remembered why I enjoyed it so much in the first place. So it was like, all right, I'm really glad that this got picked, you know. I was dreading it at first, but I really don't know why I was. It's not like, you know, it's not like it hasn't been over 10 years since I listened to it or anything. But no, I was pretty stoked by the time I actually got through it. And I was a little worried that it was going to not jive with the other choices until I listened to Lecrae's album. And I was like, oh, okay, it'll fit. It'll be all right.
But that's what I got. That's why I had you go second, because it kind of is a transition album in between the two different genres. Well, same genre, different styles, I guess would be the better way to put it. But
oh no, mine's definitely a different genre from your guys's, for sure.
Well, I know that, but I mean, it's kind of a break between, like, we're gonna go soft.
It's a palate cleanser.
It is. Basically, it's the piece of ginger before the next piece of sushi. But Isaac, what did you think about Jack Johnson's album?
Yeah, it was a really good album. I did like how it was constructed. It was different for me. Not really something I dive into as much. I used to stay on more like rock, pop, those kind of things. But I did enjoy it. I feel like it's a very good album to sit and listen to at a coffee shop. So I really did like that. I only got four good songs out of it that I enjoyed. So I only got four of them.
Hey, that's perfectly fine. And I mean, I didn't get an honorable mentions for it, that's for damn sure. But I will say, I know Jack Johnson only because I hear it in grocery stores, and I've heard it in grocery stores for fucking years. And it's one of those artists I never would have went and exported my own just because he's too popular. And artists that are too popular, I just can't. They're poppy. I can't get behind. Unless I am forced to listen to them, then I can. But honestly, this album wasn't horrible. Some of the songs made me smile. Some of them made me sit there and laugh. Some of them, a lot of them made me sit there like, oh my God, this is fucking horrible. But it wasn't the worst album that Chance the Rapper brought on by far. Even though I knew it wasn't his album to begin with, I knew it was a scavenger hunt request basically. So I knew it wasn't his to start off with. So I didn't give him too much hate for it, but it actually wasn't bad. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't as good as the last guest request album we had, that our last fan request album we had that was amazing, but it was listenable. I can't say I'd ever go back and listen to it again. I think a couple of them did make my favorites on Spotify. Maybe, I'm not positive on that, but so overall, not a bad job. On to who was it, Audrey or Aubrey?
Aubrey.
Aubrey. Okay, yeah. Good job, Aubrey. It wasn't horrible. It's better than Offspring's newest album.
That's like a backhanded compliment. You fucking you gotta be nice to the viewers. You gotta be nice to the viewers.
Oh no, dude. We're best friends. It's like if we were like living in the same area trying to pick up chicks. One of us has got to be the asshole, so the other guy can come in and play the hero.
That's fair.
Easy, Enrique.
Kind of on. But Chansey, what were your top five off of Aubrey's pick?
Well, actually, it's more like a top seven, but you know. My first honorable mention was Never Know. Number mm-hmm. six was better. Number six was Better Together. Mm-hmm. My number five was Constellations. Number four was Do You Remember? Number three was Sitting, Waiting, Wishing. Number two was Banana Pancakes. And number one was Good People. It's just, for me, it's all nostalgia for me. Cause like I was saying, this is just stuff that my friends and I were listening to at parties, you know, summer parties out at the lake. And
okay, I'll say one thing about this one song, cause it's not on my list at all for this reason. Every time I saw the title, Do You Remember? All I could think about is, did you remember?
Do you remember, Jeremy?
Like I can only think of that one fucking 70s pop song. But I mean, so that pissed me off like that. I'm like, I don't want to associate that term with this freaking song when I can associate it with an amazing song. And I don't remember the lyrics of that song at all, but because I haven't heard it in a minute, but it's still a way better song. But what were your top four, I guess, Isaac, for Jack Johnson?
Yeah, so at number four, I got Good People. Number three, I got Better Together. Number two, put Never Know. And number one, I got Banana Pancakes. And that's mainly just because of the title.
Right?
Right.
So, well, like, just the theme of the song is just, you know,
it was just great. I did like the rain backdrop.
Right?
It added a very good vibe.
Yeah, that's funny. I got a rain backdrop right now while I'm doing this. But, yeah, like I said, I only had a top five for this album. But number five was Crying Shame. I enjoyed that one.
That's a good one.
Number four was Banana Pancakes, because I don't like going outside and rain's a good excuse. So that's yeah, since I was a kid, that's been my life. So, and Banana Pancakes was a fucking bomb. So fat kids, banana pancakes or banana nut pancakes. I mean, take your pick, but you might, it feels a little weird to eat banana nut pancakes. I'm not going to lie. There's just something inherent in those words that's just like, yeah, I'm going to eat this, but I'm not going to tell anybody about it. But number three was Better Together, because that's one of the two songs I knew, and it's a decent song. It's not one of the best songs in the world, but it's a decent song. Number two was Never Know, because it reminded me of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, the musical styling reminded me of a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. So that's why I went that with number two. And then, of course, number one is obviously Sitting, Waiting, Wishing, because that's a song everybody knows by Jack Johnson. Everybody's heard that in a supermarket at some point in their life. So
anytime I ever think of Jack Johnson, I actually think of his first album, Bubbly Toes, personally. That's just me. But
I can't say I've ever heard it, but.
Oh, man, it's something. It really is. Like, this was a bit more of like him kind of getting a bit more upbeat and a lot of stuff. But like the first album's all acoustic no matter what, but it's a different vibe, and it really catches you, and it really kind of establishes his signature sound and his tone.
Well, that means it's time. Oops, I gotta put that in gangster talk, not in English. That means that it's time to go to the final album we're talking about today. And what can I say? You bring me a Christian rap album, and I've wanted to bring this album for a while to begin with because of a certain rap group that my co-host is a huge fan of, and I didn't know if he ever actually heard this version of them. So, and I'm like, you know what? You bring me Christian rap, I'm going to bring you the Mafia Six's The Six Commandments. Because, you know, I, the irony of bringing you Six Commandments to a Christian rap album, I had to freaking do. So, I mean, the name alone just made me bring it. And the Mafia Six has done two albums before most of the members, well, not most, a few of the members died since then. Gangsta Boo,
Crunchy, Lord Infamous.
Lord Infamous, Koopsta. Died too, I think.
Yeah.
I think the only two left alive are Crunchy Black and DJ Paul, but.
Well, and Juicy J.
Juicy J is not technically a member of the Mafia Six.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about the collective group.
No, I'm talking about the Mafia Six. Because this, for those who don't know, the Mafia Six is DJ Paul's project with the remaining members of 3-6 Mafia after Juicy J went solo and got pretty big solo. This was his way to keep the group going and also to bring Lord Infamous back after his getting kicked out when they went on MTV because of his drug issues. So it was a way to bring everybody back into the fold that used to be involved, and they all went their separate ways for a while and did their own things. And this was a way to bring them all back and to their impressive group style again. And I freaking love this album. I bought this album and the other one they did, Watch What You Wish, right as they came out. Like, they're amazing albums. And to hear Lord back with them is just so incredible. That's the 3-6 Mafia I love. Like the first three albums they did, four albums they did, like to hear Lord with them again was just incredible. Because Lord Infamous was doing his own solo stuff, but it's amazing. His solo stuff is hit or miss, but he's amazing. In a group setting, he's his best. Because he could hit off other people's freaking lyrics and just go with it. Hit the flow and just fly. So that's why I picked this album, man. Because I wanted to bring it for a while. I freaking love this album. But what did you think of DaMafia 6, Isaac?
Yeah, I thought I really had never listened to this album ever. Actually, never actually heard of it. So it was really, really refreshing to get a new mindset into some music. And really, it's a lot harder than I usually listen to. Like, I'm usually not a huge gangster rap, really well, deep trap. So it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it.
I mean, well, it's kind of funny because it's kind of like I'm introducing you to Sin in a way compared to your album. And I mean, it's trap rap. It is gangster rap to a degree, but more than anything, like 3-6 Mafia invented trap rap. That was kind of like their invention. And I mean, it's different. It's definitely different. I was like, I don't know if this guest is going to be like a Christian who has always been a Christian and like that, or if he was like gangster when he was younger and then he became a Christian later in life. Like, I didn't know which way it was going to be. So I'm like, you know what? Either he's going to listen to 3-6 Mafia when he was younger, or he's never going to listen to them at all. And either way, it's going to be amazing. So I'm going with it.
Yeah, no, that's good. I really did enjoy it. I mean, I have been a Christian all my life, but I really enjoy all different types of music, just for the musical side of things, whether it be whatever it is. So, yeah, I really do. I really did enjoy it.
See, it's funny because I was brought up Christian, and this is the type of music my dad would let us listen to when we were like teenagers, like and not re- and like he would sit there like acting all wanksterish when we were listening to it, like trying to act like he was cool. But like my mom, if she heard us listening to this stuff when we were like we tried to put it on the car on the way home from church one time, and I swear to God, I can still hear her to this day like flipping the hell out and being like, "Take that!" Like I think she almost threw it out the window. My brother didn't grab it in time. But so it's interesting, the development. But Chancy, how did you enjoy DaMafia 6?
I mean, I don't know exactly what you expect me to say, because it's basically 3-6 Mafia without the prime beat maker. It's still good. You can definitely tell the subtle differences between the two, but it's still basically like cuddling up next to a warm fire with a cup of hot cocoa and being like, "Do you remember, Jeremy? Do you remember?"
Yes. I do remember that night in September, Chancy. But I didn't know if you ever listened to the Mafia 6 before, or if you just stopped listening to them after 3-6 that put out albums.
No. I had heard stuff, because it's like a lot of my exposure before I actually picked up As the Smoke Clears was from like, you know, online stuff, Napster, you know, WinMX, stuff like that. So like I absolutely like knew, I didn't know that I knew apparently, because it was one of those things where it was like, oh, right. Cause like I would get one at one song, like, which one is it? My number one, which I'm not going to name, I actually had downloaded separately, and it was actually on the PvP site or P2P site. It was registered as 3-6 Mafia, not DaMafia 6. So I was like, I'll download it. That's cool.
Might be a different song, but
no, it's the right song.
We'll see.
When I heard it, I was like, "Hey, wait a minute." And I looked it up, and I was like, "Nope, that's right."
Well, I did have one honorable mention for this song, and I think I'm gonna correct your error in a minute. But my honorable mention for this album was "How We Gonna Play It," because that's a decent rap on this one. It's my top five definitely all beat that way hard. Way hard. I mean, with this CD, either I love it or I kind of like it. It's not, there's no hating on it, but it's either the songs are ones I could listen to over and over again, or they're just like, I can listen to them once in a while, and if they come out again, I'm just going to skip them. Because it just depends on, I don't like it when they get too trap rappy. Like, I don't like when they do that, because it's just, and some of the beat, like you said, some of the beats are not the greatest. They're good, but they're not the greatest. They're kind of annoying after a while, but.
They miss that. Number, they miss that juicy. They miss that Juicy Jace. You know.
DJ Paul and Skeleton Entertainment do really good beats a lot of the time. They did Skeleton.
I'm not saying that they don't.
All right, good. You better not. But
I just noticed that the Mafia Six didn't win an Oscar.
Ooh,
because they haven't been no movies willing to take their music. But
oh,
number.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Keep going, dude.
MTV doesn't do fucking music anymore. We know this. That's the only reason they got the first ones, because MTV got them a movie. But number five for me was Been Had Hard, because I loved DJ Paul's fucking verses on that one. Number four was Stash Spot, because that is so classic Mafia music. Like, Stash Spot is classic. Number three is Go Hard. Which, once again, is funny because both albums have the same freaking song title on them. But Go Hard is a damn good song. And then my top two, and I think this is where there might have been an issue, Chancey. My number two is they redid one of their classic songs for each of my top two. Number two was Break the Law, because there's Break the Law 95, the original version they did back in the day. And then there's this new version that's different verses completely, but it's just... They updated the verses, but kept the chorus. That's all they did. But
right.
And Break the Law is one of 3-6 Mafia's best songs by far. So, and then my number one is another remake of they've done like 5 or 6 remakes of this one, but I think this is actually number five, but my number one is Body Parts. Cause the first Body Parts was classic, like back on the second, I think it was their second album they ever did. And then they've done it solo, like, I think DJ Paul did it solo, I think Juicy J did it solo, I know Lord Infamous did it solo, and they've done, like, 5 or 6 group versions of it. But this one, I love, because when I first heard the CD, I'm like, oh, so no Juicy J in this album, shucks, I'm not a fan of Juicy J anyway, oh well. And then this song comes on, and of course they have the minute-long fucking intro to the song, announcing everybody who's on it, like, everybody they ever worked with. And I love that Lil White's on it. I love the Frasier Boys on it, and all my artists I love from that area of Memphis. And then at the end, when he's like, "And you know I couldn't do this without my boy Juicy J, Mafia," and like, it's just like Juicy J's first verse there is freaking incredible. And I'm not usually a Juicy J fan, but that verse blew me away first time I heard it. And then, I mean, of course, Lil White and Lord Infamous's verses on this one too are fucking incredible. Body Parts, no matter what version it is, always one of my favorite songs. Because it's just such, it's horrorcore at its roots. It's horrorcore at its roots. Because Insane Clown Posse inspired 3-6 Mafia to start rapping. And you could hear DJ Paul and Juicy J say that in interviews back in the day. That they were inspired by ICP, and that's why they did Hypnotize Camp Posse, HCP. So, that's, I mean, so, I love, and Body Parts is such a classic horrorcore song. It's just amazing. And I love this version of it. And the beat in this version of Body Parts is just fucking phenomenal. You can put any rapper in front of that beat, and they're gonna sound good because of that beat. So
you're not wrong.
But what were your top five for the Mafia Six, Isaac?
Yeah, so I'm gonna give my honorable mention to Body Parts. You knew it was going down as soon as that song started. But I did like the feature by Juicy J. It was really nice to actually know an artist that I had heard before, and not just in a bad way, but like I actually know this artist. I'm going to give number five to Go Hard. I thought it was a great way to start the album. Really big energy, really, really set it off right. Number four is Stash Spot for me. I love how much of a trap beat it was, and it's just a great song to vibe to. Number three is Yeah High. I really liked how heavy the trap beat was again, and it's just an amazing song. It really, really seems like it'd be a fun one to be, like, to be at a concert and actually vibe to it in like a big crowd of people. Number two, I'm going to give it to Break the Law. Once again, really high energy. Really, really makes you want to get up and just turn up. And my number one spot, I'm going to give it to Ben Had. It's really good energy, and I really like the storytelling in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, 3-6 Mafia storytelling is always pretty damn amazing. The Mafia 6 continued that legacy. And I mean, I still got to bring Killjoy Club on the show one of these days. That's ICP and 3-6 Mafia's combined effort. Well, I guess the Mafia 6 and ICP's combined effort, because Juicy J is not involved, but it's DJ Paul and Crunchy and Koopsta, because Lord died right before they did it. But and I think Gangsta Boo might be on it one or two tracks. I don't think she really was part of it too much. But Chancey, what were your top five for the Mafia 6?
So I had two honorables there. So number seven for me was Stash Bot. Number six was Remember. And number five was Go Hard. Number four was How We Gonna Play It. Number three was Murder on My Mind. Number two was Body Parts. And number one was Grab the Gauge.
Oh, Murder on My Mind actually could have been another honorable mention for me, I guess, because I love the fucking chorus of that. Murder on my fucking mind. Think about it all the time. Like that's such good chorus right there. That's such good chorus. And
I'm aware.
And Remember, I love the beginning sample. I actually love the beginning sample. And Remember that with that, I don't know what song it is off the top of my head, but I know the song.
Okay,
it's a 70s song. I know it is, but
yeah, I can't remember it either.
I'm gonna make it to heaven. Yeah, it's one of the female groups from the 70s. I can't think of who the hell it is, but well, folks, we brought you three amazing, man. I'll say three amazing albums. I'm not gonna lie, not one of them was really bad. So, not one of them is definitely not one of them is not re-listenable. So, we brought you three amazing albums, and we want to thank Isaac for coming on and showing with us and talking about music, because it's always a fun time. And he brought an album that nobody else would probably bring us. So, maybe they would. I don't know. We never know who's gonna bring what. We've been surprised 1,000 times by, especially me, because I know who's bringing something, and I'm just like, really? They're bringing that? But I mean, I honestly didn't know what to expect with you to begin with, so I just didn't know what you were gonna bring. But I kind of figured it'd be rap, but I didn't know where you're gonna go with rap. So, because rap is a lot of different levels, so I was like, all right, I'm not sure which way he's gonna go, but we'll see in which way it plays out. And I'm happy we finally got to do the episode.
Yeah, I know it was a rough road to get here, but I'm really glad you guys had me on. And thank you guys so much, and I had a great time.
No problem. Tell the folks at home where they can find your podcast, where they can find any music you do, anything you do. Promote yourself to the fullest.
Yeah, so the podcast is anywhere you can stream podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Hi, buddy. So it's really anywhere. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at LTE Podcast 2021. You can find us there and connect with me there. Starting to get back into the swing of things. Took a little break because I had my son. So we're starting to get back into the podcasting thing. And so, yeah, we're talking about you. So, yeah, I'm starting to get back into the podcasting. So hopefully we'll be dropping some new content. Stop it.
he's being a baby. It's all good. Yeah,
he just keeps talking.
So. Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I really do appreciate you guys having me. Hopefully we'll be able to connect soon in the future again. I did have a blast, so thank you guys once again for having me.
Our pleasure. And Sir Chancelot, where can they find you in all your Chancelot goodness?
Well, the scavenger hunt, obviously. You know, Facebook, real name. Find me, catch me if you can. TikTok is, and Instagram is the Red Eye Roundtable. And X is Red Eye Table. I think I got it right that time. I always mess it up. Yep.
Yeah, you got it right that time, I think. You forgot about the insurmountable void, but that's okay.
They all know me there. They all know me there.
He's the norm of the void. What can I say? But folks, right. you could find both of us on Facebook as the Uncensored, Unapologetic, and Untamed Podcast Collective, U-Cubed. And you can find us on X and the Gram as at Juggalo Bastard. You can find us on TikTok as at Juggalo Bastard Podcast. And you can find us on YouTube as Maniacal Music Musings. Check out our past episodes. And our podcast is on YouTube too, thanks to YouTube expanding. And you can also find us streaming live on Parapost Network on Facebook. A great home for all podcasts and podcasts. And we are a proud member of the Blind Knowledge Network. Because all knowledge was blind until DJ Paul put those body parts in that damn trunk. But come back again next time. We'll be back Tuesday with three great albums. We'll be back next Saturday with three great albums. And then next Saturday as well, we have the part 8 of the Rolling Stone Top 500 Songs bracket. So come check out all the madness in the next week for your musers. And we had a relaxing couple weeks, so it's time for us to get back to work and get off our lazy asses. But until next time, audience, thank you for listening and watching. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you are watching or listening. Have a good one.
Yeah! Skeleton! Advocates! What? And we the motherfucking mafia! Six. Plastic shit, body parts. Who we got in this motherfucker? Kusanik, Gangsta Boo, Lord Infamous, Crunchy Black, LeChat, Loco Dunny, Lil White, Skinny Pimp, Jay Green, Coco, Point Blank, Project Pep. What?
And I know y'all didn't think I was gonna leave my boy Juicy J out this motherfucker.
Juicy J, I get them shooters. They gun you down cause I said so. Talking off the touch shit now, what the fuck you niggas get for? They about that action, they don't do no rapping. Ain't got shit to lose, they grab them choppers and start clapping. Pull up at your mama house, everybody is a victim. Nigga, we don't leave no witness, we be gone on a mission. Gone, now you gone, miss some choppers on us. No pistols, couple of 100 rounds, gun you down. Shit sound like some missiles. Man, these niggas ain't straight, niggas ain't getting no cake. Niggas ain't flipping no weight. Niggas just getting in the way. Wait. Boy, these streets ain't safe. Try me, make my day. Want them guns your way, and I ain't got no face. OG in the game, and the niggas to focus. I'm not just a playin' with y'all. I'm still coachin' my nigga. I stop never stingin' with dollars. When I'm in the club, I can blow out that bottle. You hating that niggas, you ain't got no spine. Hey, they run on my watch, so I can't waste no time. Not only a threat, I am also the best. You gon' have to learn to accept it like that.
These one of you four niggas wanna test me. Real going through me. They gon' call the police. Siren sounds, get these knees up by this. Snatching up so by they don't know if Miffy be down. Caught them on the rebound. Dead tone, fucking tell. Right now, gun sound. Dead men broke bars. Mode two can pull up a who stood too hard. My God, body parts.
Body parts. Man, but he got them scope. Ran through the hood, looking out for the dope. And a whole lot of bands for the back of seal. Real street, nigga, no mad ill. Ducking and dodging the cops and shit. Know that shit took cops and freaks. But a bounce back right quick, mafia see. They can't feel skinny, come in this bitch with DJ Paul. Guess the boost, Scarecrow, Crunch and Cool. We breaking the law. Down with my dog, it's a fact. Y'all, we turn it up, put the hoods. Trap hoes crackin' boo. All of us got some plugs. Niggas ain't got no money. Why you tryna fuck with us?
Nigga, get maintained. I hope you ready for what has begun. Dumped all his body parts in my trunk, and I did that there just for fun. Paul told me a long time ago his day would come, and finally here. I got blonde hair, both eyes are blue. My German blood is that pure. Damn, all the way gone, ho, and you need this shit. Get blessed like you, the sneeze and shit. I'm starting a new religion. The Scarecrow will be my deacon, bitch. Mafia for life with me. And my third, I will always see a six. I'm fully involved with all of this.
Shit, not a whole beat off the shit, but the whole pistol on my thang. You get fucked off little pussy when I finger fuck you, man. You get grass like a lawnmower, like a rake. Punch a nigga like Django, slick as a snake. Anything for the money, rapping dummies you been had. Put that pistol inside your head, I'm like, yeah, to check that bag. Punch it like them Rolexes and them Breitlings. Duffel bag full of motherfucking dead white men. Thought your bitch pussy was on lockdown like a pin, but I smashed on her ass like I sent a tight in.
Running with old knives, I am the role model. If I'm on the high, then I go on road rock. Ready to gold bottles, hang with the real, chill with the real rock. Killers and pill poppers, we're pumping this shit in the niggas and steel choppers. Fuck how you feel about it, real lame. Skeleton, daddy, from my arm, drawn in my palms. Push weed in my index and my thumb, they feel from my lungs. Loaded Tommy guns, 50 tons. Kill them with that one and dump all they body parts into my trunk.
Didn't give a fuck about yesterday, don't give a fuck today. And tomorrow, I'm probably gonna feel the same fucking way. They love me when I hit it, hate me when I miss it. So much yak in my system, you can smell it when I piss it. I smoke like a broke down engine. I love my money like I love my women. Let me show you how to whip it, let me show you how to pack it, let me show you how to sell it, let me show you how to stack it. Pillow talking with these rats might get you excited, but don't let the pillow talk get you green lighted. Now I'm in the mix with the Mafia Six, but I breathe Ace Town and I'm a die coalition. Coalition told you once, told you a million motherfucking times. I'm like a shredder, don't get caught up in my fucking grind. Miss me with that shit, it's the wrong night. Body parts, hope it's them bitch niggas I don't like.
Muggy ass niggas in banana clips. Air water niggas bound to make me click. Fuck it with the six, catch a hollow tip. I never go, never hop my click. And for you niggas to the gristle, and niggas think they're super amazing, you can get your issue. Me and Razor put them in the trunk. Jack Green on the scene with the body parts and dump.
I'm the hardest Mexican out of West LA. Talk that shit, your body end up in the fucking bay.
Chainsaw massacre, aristocrats attacking ya. I'm looking, I'm like tracking ya. The bullies get on smacking ya. The ammo interrupt, yeah, they coming out the back of ya. I got a bunch of raiders getting frantic when I'm stabbing ya. Dagger detach ya, nuts, stitch him a smash ya. Put on the gas and light a match with your ass combust. I am no elf, but myself do not take prisoner. Mission to answer ya, decrease your temperature. Serial killer, we get booed a minister. Trophy ya sometimes, I'm Dr. Kevorkian. Yeah. In the porcelain, your kids need an orphanage. Devil with corporate Illuminati ornaments.
All these fake ass holes in my face, man, we ain't cool. Got back with the six, now I'm giving bitches blues. To a duck, unexpected, got the bitch to shake it. Leave you like you shot your own self in the basement. Growing up in Memphis, so I'm kinda crazy. I don't give a fuck about what they say. Hashtag that shit, put them in the real boat. Muddy Mississippi, we some cold stone killer.
The champ is here, about to go on out swinging. Why the fuck these niggas fuck with me, what was they thinking? What the fuck they all on the head, these niggas been drinking. I'm too deep in the game, I do pay these niggas to lick me. Get out of there with these others, wanna beat you out of sequence. I put your head on the secret, I make you stop breathing. I leave your ass thinking without me even fucking blinking. I'm harder than hard, don't fuck with the god. I come from a pod, but niggas don't stop, but niggas they in. Don't give a fuck about friends, the niggas ain't in. I leave them leaking in the dead end, that's a fucking bad end. My Glock don't give a fuck about a nigga when I pull that trigger. You don't care if you're even a fucking nigga. This pussy shit is unacceptable, don't touch my testicles. I'm pointing right at the moves and leaving you niggas vegetables. Be being Franks and Jackson, the only way I got two faces. Hydro shock bullets strong enough to take off two faces. Niggas got my name on their tongue like a shoelaces. I lace you niggas with revolver bullets and leave no traces. Evil mug, evil slug, now I'm full of civil web. Put the price on your head, now my goons are millionaire. Units like intensive care, put you niggas in prison care. I don't give a fuck about cans, so I never care. I'm a millionaire, so the trap pops like quick. Now I'm lying, I still celebrate. Bitch. I come from the hill, so I still celebrate. Ride around in a rose with my nose in the
that shit. Trick with hella gun, big gun. You really want some, I ain't son of them same. My guns gon' rump a bum bum. And I bomb on these bitches like Vietnam. These niggas know where the fuck I'm coming from. I'm trying to play dumb, you're done, bitch.
Fuck you, motherfuckers. I'm out of here. I'm going to the bar.